everybody? Praise God indeed. Hope everyone's doing well. What a beautiful day the Lord's given us. Just love the Lord. Just want to welcome y'all here tonight. Welcome all of you watching online to First Pentecostal in Villa Rica. Just ready to worship the Lord and just praise His holy name. Let's all stand. We're going to go to the Lord in prayer. Lord. Anyone on my right side have a spoken prayer request tonight? Yes, ma'am. We'll definitely lift them up and have it. Definitely. Anyone else on my right side with a spoken prayer? Anyone on my left? Yes. Yes. Definitely. Yes, ma'am. Definitely will. Definitely will. Anyone else, congregation? Oh, yes. Yes. Amen. And that's what we need to do is let people know exactly through our testimonies of praise. Yes, ma'am. Definitely will.
Sister Jenny Hand and her family, yes, and yes. Member Richard and Eddie.
Praise the Lord. There's so many spoken prayer requests tonight. You know, our God's greater, and He's greater than anything that comes against any of the afflictions, any of the sicknesses. If you have an unspoken, just show by the raising of your hand. God knows and sees each and every one. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we love You. We thank You for this day, dear Lord. We thank You for the opportunity You've given us to gather together in Your house and in Your name. Lord, we just want to praise You. We want to honor You. We want to lift You up with everything that we have. Lord, may we sincerely just release everything to You, dear Lord, all our praise and worship, and know that You're the reason for our love, our joy, and our peace. We thank You for that, my Lord. We thank You for salvation, for that precious blood that You shed for each and every one of us, dear Lord. We just want to praise You. We just want to worship You, dear Lord. We just want to honor You, dear Lord, with this service and everything said and done. Dear Lord, now, as we're gathered together, dear Lord, You've heard those spoken prayer requests and those unspoken. Lord, we know that You're greater than cancer, dear Lord. We know that You're greater than anything that comes against us. And, dear Lord, those that are suffering with sickness that just seem to can't shake it, Lord, we ask You to touch them now, dear Lord. Let them feel Your holy presence. Lord, each and every name that was mentioned, each and every affliction or need that each and every one was mentioned with, Lord, we ask You to touch them now. We want to praise You. We want to honor You. Lord, we just want to give it all to You, Lord. And we need You to pray. We need you just to heal, dear Lord. We need you to touch. And dear Lord, we're placing it all into your mighty hands. Dear Lord, now we ask you to bless our pastor and his family. Strengthen them as they go against your work, dear Lord, and they do your every bidding. Dear Lord, we ask you to touch each and every ministry, dear Lord, that comes forth from our congregation. Lord, we ask for your blessings, dear Lord, and we ask that we'll just be able to honor you with it. Lord, we give you all the honor and all the glory in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. If you ever watch any of the old feeds from the church, you know this song's done a lot on Wednesday nights. But I love the song Redeemed. Because as we pray and as we lift up each and every situation, that we know without a shadow of a doubt who our Lord is and how what he's done for each and every one of us. So turn to page 277, unless you know it by heart, and it's Redeemed. Praise the Lord. Sweet is the song I'm singing today. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Trouble and sorrow have vanished away. I have been redeemed. Yes, Lord. Oh, I'm redeemed. I love to buy. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. I have been redeemed. Great is my joy. Now onward I go. I'm redeemed. I'm redeemed. All the way homeward my praise shall flow. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory, Christ is mine. All to him I now reside. I have been redeemed. Precious indeed is my Savior to me. Yes, he is. I'm redeemed. Happy in glory someday shall be. Third verse, precious indeed, my Savior to me. I'm redeemed, happy in glory someday shall be. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed, my love divine. Glory, glory. I'm all to him. I now reside. I have been redeemed. Oh, I'm redeemed. My love divine. Glory, glory. Christ is mine. I'm all to him. Be seated if you can. We're going to go ahead and take up the evening offering, please. I don't have any announcements. Am I missing it? Brought to me. Oh, okay. I need to ask you another question after church then. I misinterpreted that. Okay. Brother Jim, would you ask the Lord just to bless offering? Yes, Lord. And. And then Miss Linda, and then Miss Tabitha. But while she's coming up, also I just want to remind y'all as an early announcement that Sunday morning, Miss Tabitha will be bringing the baby bottles in. So start saving your change up. Where if anybody wants one, it'll be she'll be giving me all the information with the center and all that. Most of y'all remember it, those of you that don't. But it's a wonderful ministry to help those that are in need. Praise the Lord. It's just a good chance to start putting your change to another purpose.
If your mind is filled with doubt, your life turned and tossed about, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll relieve your mind of doubt and save your soul from Satan's trap. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. Surely come down. If you feel your guilt and shame for a world you've tried to gain, just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. He'll take all your shame away and show to you a better way. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. Just cry, Jesus. If you have a need today, just cry, Jesus. And the angels are on their way. Just cry, Jesus. Till the bells of Jesus, and all heaven will surely come down.
If you have Jesus, you can cry out to him, can't you? And he'll answer. He don't always answer if we don't have him in our heart. But y'all worship the Lord. I'm going to go right along with what she sang, and I'm going to sing, I'll Take Jesus.
As they gambled for the robe he wore, they chose a burly trail. Thinking about eternity as the soldiers drove the nails. Will we learn from what they've done or make the same mistake? Me or the world, my child, which one will you take? I'll take Jesus. And they fail. When you see the gates of heaven, you'll hear the Master say, me or the world, my child, which one will you As the pages of my life have turned and time has rolled away, the greatest things that I have done won't matter on that day. And all earthly treasures that I have will then be laid away. They gonna be just a memory, and this you'll hear me say, I'll take Jesus.
This is not a game. We don't have sides that we can choose other than the winning side. We have to be on the winning side. So we've got to take Jesus tonight. If there's anybody that's wondering, and I know I'm preaching to the choir, speaking to the choir, but if there's anybody that's wondering, or you feel like that the burden is just too heavy, that you can't handle it anymore, just say, I'll take Jesus. I want him on my side. Y'all worship the Lord as I try to sing this second verse. As the pages of my life have turned and time has rolled away, the greatest things that I have done won't matter on that day. And all my earthly treasures that I have laid away, oh, they'll be just a memory, and this you'll hear me say, I'll take Jesus. I'll take Jesus. Oh, I've tried these earthly pleasures and they failed to see the gates of heaven and hear my master say, be your the world. Child, which one will you take? I'll take Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Sister Tammy.
I'm going to sing, All My Hope Is in Jesus. Amen.
Savior, I feel fire from above. I've been down to the river. I ain't the same, a prodigal return. All my hope is Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. I'm no stranger to the prison. I've worn shackles and chains, but I've been freed and forgiven. I'm not going back, I'll never be the same. That's why I sing, all my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood. There's a kind of thing just breaks a man, breaks him down to his knees. God, I've been broken more than a time or two, yes, Lord. Then he picked me up and showed me what to do. Oh, my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Are you thankful? All our hope is in Jesus. There's nothing that we can go through. We need to place our hope in the Lord. Amen. I want to sing that chorus one more time and just think about our hope is in Him. It's not in this world. There's nothing in this world that will satisfy us. Only Him. Amen.
All my hope is in Jesus. Thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, Jesus, thank God my yesterday's gone. All my sins are forgiven. I've been washed by the blood.
Somebody praise the Lord. Somebody who's happy, say thank you, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. I don't know. One day I was walking in a world of fear. One day I was walking in a world of fear. No rest for my weary soul. Oh, but then I met met a man who said he'd be my friend. All my burdens he did roll. God took those worldly designs. He gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my head. It's joy since that happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. Well, it's joy in every way. God took all the worldly desire, gave me heaven to fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. I got my eyes on Jesus, got my mind made up. I'm gonna tell it everywhere that I go. Well, there ain't nobody gonna turn me around. You see, Jesus is in control. He took those worldly desires, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy. Sing it if you got joy. Well, it's joy in my heart, joy in my mind. It's joy since that happy, happy day. I've got joy in my hands, joy in my feet. Well, it's joy in every way. God took those worldly desires, gave me heavenly fire. Now I've got a brand new goal. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Since I met this man called Jesus Christ, I got joy, joy, joy in my soul. Well, thank God for the joy. Amen. It is joy to serve the Lord. It is joy to know the Lord, and it is certainly joy to praise the Lord. Good to see you tonight. We hope that you're having a wonderful week. You have your Bibles. Go with us to the Old Testament book of Habakkuk. Old Habakkuk. Wonder what his mama was thinking when she named him. Tell Habakkuk to get in here out of the rain and come on in the house. Habakkuk was known as one of the lesser prophets, not because he was any lesser than any of the prophets, but he wrote less. Just one little book there with just a very few chapters. In the third chapter, I want to focus tonight on verse number 17 and verse number 18. Habakkuk 3, 17 and 18. When you get there, say, praise the Lord. Now say Habakkuk. All right, you're there. In the 17th verse, although the fig tree shall not blossom, neither shall fruit be in the vines, the labor of the olive shall fail, and the fields shall yield no meat, the flock shall be cut off from the fold, there shall be no herd in the stalls, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will joy in the God of my salvation. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for another day, another opportunity to come into your house to worship. Thank you for those who've gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, you just open up the window of heaven, pour out an anointing tonight on this congregation. Reach out to those who are sick. Many are sick. Many are afflicted. God, we have text messages where people are requesting prayer. Father, we know you know about every one of those situations. I pray right now, God, as we release our faith to you, that you would touch, strengthen, heal, and make whole. Father, I humbly ask tonight, God, that you would anoint these lips of clay. Use this vessel, God, to speak to us, that you would have us to hear. Help us to be submissive, obedient. We'll be so careful to give you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious name of Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated tonight. Tonight I want to bring a message called Impenetrable Joy. Impenetrable Joy. The definition says impenetrable means it's impossible. Everybody say impossible. To pass through or to break through or enter. You hear a lot of things about an impenetrable force. And I thought about the joy and the joy of the Lord. And there's so much written in the Word of God about joy. And Habakkuk here was, I think he kind of realized what joy, real joy, means and how that we should treasure the joy of the Lord or the joy of our salvation. My Bible tells me right preceding the writings of Habakkuk that it is written around 607 B.C. and Habakkuk is asking God basically two questions. I don't know if you have ever questioned God or asked Him, but knowing us and being human, sometimes we ask simple questions like, God, where are you? Or God, what's going on? Or God, how could you allow this to happen? Or, you know, why am I going through this? These are the questions sometimes that God probably hears the most of. But this was during a time when Israel or Judah was, they were beaten down and once again found invaders coming in. But he says, why does God use, well, first of all, he said, why does God permit wickedness to continue in Judah? We can almost associate that with today. Why does God continue to allow wickedness in the land today? His second question was basically that he addresses in this book was why does God use wicked people to punish those perceived as more righteous? And it does seem, I've heard people say, it seems like today that in society what used to be right is now wrong and what used to be wrong is now right. That's only in society. That's not in God's view. Amen. If it's wrong in God's view, it's always going to be wrong. Amen. If it's right, it's always going to be right. But these are the subject matters that he is talking about in the scriptures here. But then he talks about how that we need not let situations or circumstances steal our joy. We're all going to face problems. We're all going to face issues. It's, you know, many are the afflictions of the righteous, the Bible says, but he will deliver us out of them all. But whatever it is, you know, basically what he was saying, if all the crops fail, if all the herds begin to dwindle away, if there's no meat, if there's no food, if there's no sustenance, then nothing is going to cause me to lose my joy. Because my joy is not in the fruit. My joy is not in the sustenance. My joy is not in the sheep. Those are things that God has allowed me to have down here. But you know what? I'm not joyous because of things. I'm joyous because all my hope is in Jesus. Amen. I'm joyous tonight because Jesus has put within me and within us, amen, a joy that one scripture says it's a joy unspeakable, not even really able to explain or exclaim the great joy that is within us. But I want us to understand that this joy should not be affected and it should not be penetrated by circumstance or situations that happen in our life. Now, joy is very different. It's used sometimes as a synonym of happy or happiness, but it's not the same. Happiness or happy or happy situation is most of the time a temporary feeling of joy, of happiness or a situation or a circumstance that's happened in our life that was caused us to be upbeat. You know, walking in and your wife's got your favorite meal fixed, walking in and the boss says, you know what, I'm giving you a raise or I'm giving you Friday off or something. That can cause some happiness, and there's a lot of things that can cause happiness. But happiness can be, and most of the time is, short-lived. Because a lot of times, what we based our happiness on can turn in a matter of moments if something tragic or bad or unpleasant happens in our life. And then we forget about that happiness, and then we're all excited about what's going on or how we're going to handle this or frustration or situation. And it changes our whole countenance. But Habakkuk here says, you know, those things should not affect the joy that is within us, the joy that the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, has filled us with a capacity to know that we can have joy in unpleasant circumstances or situations. Boy, do we need that joy today. Can you say amen? How many times do we have to depend on the joy of the Lord? The Bible says the joy of the Lord is our what? Is our strength. Amen. We have strength in relying on the joy that is within us. Our strength is not in happiness. Our strength is not in just good things that happen to us on a daily basis. That's wonderful blessings and situations that God allows us to enjoy. But that's not where joy comes from. My joy comes from knowing that I've been born again, that Jesus Christ lives within me, that he has washed my sins away by the shedding of his precious blood, that he took my sins and nailed them to the cross. He's gone away and prepared me a place in heaven that where he is, I'm going to be there too. Amen. And I can be thinking about that. And that's what causes joy in my life. And that's what Habakkuk said. Yet when the crops fail, yet when the fig tree shall not blossom, yet when the fruit shall not be on the vines, yet when there's no labor in the olive and the olive shall fail. You know, these are all things that people in that time based their economy on. You know, what he's basically saying, if the crops fail, if all our sustenance is gone, if our means of making money is gone, yet I will rejoice in the Lord. You know, I believe God honors us and society when we praise him, even when things aren't going particularly well. I know we go to him when things are not going particularly well, or I do, because I want to make sure he knows. Amen. And God does know, but we're human, and we just want to explain it to the Lord exactly what we're going through and what we're facing, and it's a little tough on us right now, and we want to share that. But you know what? We need to understand that we not let that penetrate our joy that is within us. It should be guarded. Should be the most precious thing that we have. And I'm talking about the Spirit of the Lord that lives within us. That's where my joy comes from. The Bible says, again, joy unspeakable and full of glory. And this is what Habakkuk is alluding to here. You can be have joy. Amen, when things go around you are not going really pleasant. And, I'd be the first to say that the last couple, 3 years, you just have to find something to be happy about. But, you know, you still can have your joy. You can still have that inner peace. You can still lay your head on your pillow at night and know that if you don't see the dawning of another day, that you have a promise that you're going to be with the Lord Jesus Christ forever and ever in a glorified state in a brand new place. Amen. How many's looking for that time when we say goodbye to this old world, amen, and hello to what the Lord has prepared for us? Impossible to pass through or to enter. It is guarded. It is there. It is well protected. It's my joy. Satan can't steal my joy. You know, he can affect my happiness. I hope we understand the difference. He can cause things to happen sometimes that makes me sad. He can cause things to happen sometimes that are not even him. The devil gets blamed for a whole lot of things he doesn't even do. He'll take credit for it, but a lot of it he doesn't do. A lot of it is just circumstances. It happens in this world. We have situations that happen. You know, sometimes it's just unfortunate that things happen to God's people. If you ever get a chance, and I know I've mentioned this before, to listen to one of David Ring's messages. David Ring is an evangelist who's been preaching for years and years and years, and he has cerebral palsy, but he has to speak really, really slow. His motions are very, very awkward, but he's still preaching, and he preached a message, why does bad things happen to good people? And if you ever get a chance, because it's a wonderful blessing, because he really wasn't even supposed to be able to walk or talk or do anything for himself, and he said for the most of his youth, he was laying on the bed and his mother would have to take care of him and feed him, and you know, pretty much he couldn't go out and play and all that, but he kept praying, his mother kept praying, and anyway, I can't go into the whole thing because it'll just bless you if you get a chance to, but his point was, you know, that's circumstances, but that's not going to kill my joy, that's not going to steal my joy. He grew up to be an evangelist. Doctors said he would never be able to evangelize. He said the year that he was talking about, I think he said he had 300 and something appointments, and he said, I'm thinking about going full-time. And the doctors told him he would never be able to father any children. He said, I've been married to my lovely wife for so many years, and his little feeble hands and his slow speech, and he holds up five fingers, and he says, I have five beautiful children now. You know what? The devil tried to afflict him in every possible way. There's no telling how many people have been saved under his ministry. No telling how many people's been blessed. He stood and he sung Victory in Jesus. He wasn't a more on key than nothing. He didn't know what a key was. He said, just play any of them. You know. And he started singing Victory in Jesus. Every tear. And he was preaching in Brother John Hagee's church. Every person in there was screaming tears. You know what? To look at him you would think, man, that there's just no joy in that, being like that and not being able to walk good, not being able to speak well, not being able to do those things. But he had some joy in his heart, amen, that the devil could not touch. Couldn't take it away. His mother used to sing a song, I got something that the world can't give and the world can't take away. I want us to understand and know tonight that when we leave this service, no matter what happens, no matter what kind of day you have, no matter what kind of situation may be confronted you, it cannot and will not be able to penetrate the joy of the Lord that is down inside our soul. You know, there was a little song we used to sing in Sunday school. I got the joy, 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 joy down. You remember that song? Amen. We didn't really know what we was thinking. You know, we just thought it was happy, happy, happy until I got filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And it is joy unspeakable. It just helps me through the days. It helps me through the weeks. It helps me through circumstances. I'm so glad that the Lord saw fit. Amen. To when he went away, he said, I'll send a comforter in my name. And I'm thanking God for the comforter right now that the Lord Jesus Christ can live within us through his Spirit. Well, go with me, if you would, to the book of St. John, chapter 15. Jesus' words here. And Jesus has just spent a lot of time here teaching and telling his followers so many different things. And in verse number, we want to go to verse number 11 first, I guess. St. John, chapter 15, verse 11. And Jesus, after he said all of these things, he said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. Basically talking about two types of joy. His joy he is going to leave with us through the infilling of his Spirit. And without that, our joy would not be full. If it wasn't for the Spirit of the Lord and the fullness of his joy, our joy would be more like our happiness. It would come and it would go, and it would be regulated by situations and problems and highs and lows that are in our life. But he said, no, I'm going to leave my joy, and it's going to go into your joy so that your joy may be full. If you understand that, give the Lord praise tonight. Come on, give him a hand clap of praise, because we couldn't have that joy without the joy of the Lord. But he said, I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to leave it so that your joy may be full. And your joy will be full, but you have to depend on your joy. You're going to have joy within your spirit sometime when your flesh is going through pure misery. Do we understand and know that? But it can't penetrate your joy, because the joy of the Lord is impenetrable joy. Go with me to the book of James. And the first chapter, we want to go to verses 1 and 2. I'm sorry, 2 and 3. James, verse 2 and verse 3. My brethren. Now, this gets a little deep here. That other part sounded real, real good when Jesus said, boy, I'm going to make your joy full. But listen to what James says. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. My brethren, count it joy when you fall into divers temptations. I'm glad that he didn't use the word happiness there. Because sometimes temptations are not happy. Persecutions are not happy. How many knows that sickness and affliction is not happy? Those are not happy times. You know, well, what was it? The folk said, you're not going to like me when I'm green. When we're green, yeah, we're not pleasant to be around. But you know what? You can be sick, you can be afflicted, you can be flat on your back, and you can still have the joy of the Lord in your soul. Prime example, and I know we've used this again, but it's so appropriate here. When Sister Coleman was down and she was so sick, and we were visiting her, that's when they were living down down toward Bowden, and her brother, Brother Coleman, were down there, and Sister Coleman, and many of you know her well, and she was a prayer warrior, and she led a lot of folks to the Lord, and she was a wonderful teacher to young converts as well. You know, I think about this, who's going to step up and fill those shoes of those precious saints that really were instrumental and for a lot of us being here? But that's another story. But she was real, real sick. She was laying on the couch, and She couldn't even speak. She wasn't even strong enough to utter any words. But if you all know her, every time you ask Sister Coleman, how are you? She said, all is well. All is well. She was referring to that scripture, the Shunammite woman, when the prophet asked her, how is it with your son? All is well. All is well. She might have been sick. She might not have been feeling well, but all is well. And when she was laying there, and we walked in and knelt down and began to pray, and Sister Coleman, are you doing okay? Are you all right? And she goes like this. Just mouths the word, all is well. Didn't even have the strength to say it verbally, but in her heart, in her spirit, there was joy. It was unpleasant. It was terrible that she was going through that situation and later went on home to be with the Lord. But she would not give in because her joy was impenetrable. Nothing could pass through it. Nothing could steal her joy. And you know what? If you want to, you can tell Satan, Satan, you ain't got a chance. You're not getting my joy. I don't care what happens to me. What was it? Though he slay me, yet will I praise him. Yet will I serve him. You're not going to steal my joy. You're not going to get my joy. You may make me unhappy. He knows that Christians get unhappy sometimes. Come on, let's say amen. Or oh me one. Amen, but we still have joy. Because I'm not banking on my happiness. Because my happiness fluctuates. But thank God that joy, I can always rely on that. Because that joy, again, was the joy that Jesus gives us. His full joy makes our joy full. And now go with me to 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Well, let's go back up. Let's start back. Well, everyone I read gets better and better. But let's go with number four. Back up four. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled. How many's looking for that? Amen. And that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. That's what's waiting on us. Who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time. Wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations. There's that word again. That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ, whom, this is verse 8 and 9, whom, having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls. So all the way back to Habakkuk, and this is just a few of the scriptures that encourages us and lets us know that our joy that the Lord has given us is impenetrable. Devil can't go there. He afflicts you. He afflicted Job from his head to his feet. He took everything away from him, but he could not steal the joy of God that was in his soul and in his spirit. And I'm encouraging the church tonight, rely on that joy. Don't let that ever get out. Don't keep it guarded. Pray. Lord, thank you for the joy of my salvation. Thank you for the joy of a promise in heaven. Thank you, Lord, that you said that you would heal me when I'm sick. Heal me when I'm afflicted. You'll make a way when there seemeth not a way. Count on that joy. And finally, in the book of Romans, chapter number 15. Romans 15 and 13. And this should be encouraging scripture to all of us. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. You see, the Lord not only saved us, and sent his comforter back to fill us. He also gave us his joy. His joy. You know, none of us, I don't know all of our testimonies, but I would dare say that probably none of us have suffered what Christ did. But for the joy of the cross, he endured the pain. Because he knew what going to the cross would do. He knew that as he gave his life, then he gave life to us. He knew that, and when he released his spirit, that he could fill his spirit with us. Oh, it'd be nice if Jesus was still walking around with us today. But actually, he did that better. He made it possible because he could be within us. And I had a little, what do you call it when you, there's a word for that, when you use the first letters of the word to say something. And I was thinking about joy, joy, joy. And this, you know, it really doesn't work real well because it should be J-I-Y. But since it's not J-A-Y, it's J, or J-I-Y, it's J-O-Y, it's Jesus on you. It's, if it was J-I-Y, it'd be Jesus in you. We know Jesus is in us, but if you got Jesus on you, you got joy. Amen? So if you want to use that sometimes, just say, you got joy. You got Jesus on you, you know. And that'll make you think and that'll make you realize, you know what, devil, I got something you can't have. I got something you can't touch. You know, he touched a lot of things. They took a lot of things from Job. You know, so many times we say, poor old Job. Read the last chapter. Yeah, that was a bad time, but read the last chapter. After the devil got through with him and stole everything, God gave him back more than he ever had. Blessed him for 140 years, I think, after that. Job lived righteously and blessed and wonderful life. Amen. You can't outgive God. Amen. So if you'll just love God and dedicate your life to him and keep your joy, through bad times, through situations, through problems, through issues, don't ever let that joy, amen, leak out of your heart, out of your heart or out of yourself. Joy of the Lord is my strength. Let's sing it. I got the joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart, down in my heart. I got that joy, 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 joy down in my heart, down in my heart today or Tuesday. Come on, Brother Jim. Amen. If you have a need prayer, this altar is open always. We thank you again for being with us tonight. May God bless you. Amen. If you have a prayer need.
Yes. Give the Lord a hand clap. You know, they always have ceremonies and all that want to give awards or accolades to those that have won competition, championships or whatever. No way that you can call that on magnitude of Jesus. Love the Lord this evening. All hearts and minds cleared. Let's all stand. This altar is open if anyone needs prayer tonight. I know we've had a lot of prayer, but yes, come on. Thank you for coming tonight. Those of you watching online, we thank you for your prayers. If you have a prayer need, please, if you hadn't already, put in the comments section. We'd be glad and honored to pray with you and for you. All righty. I want to invite everybody back this for Sunday school. If you're not in Sunday school, make it a habit. Let this here be one of the things, as we've talked about with prayer and studying the Bible, but Sunday school also gives you an opportunity not only sit in a class setting, but sometimes it gives us that desire to, well, I need to read up on this lesson, or I need to do something. It's just kind of like that little extra. But we'd love to have you. There's plenty of room. And also for our service, invite somebody to. All righty. Well, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you, dear Lord, for allowing us to gather in your name. Lord, for allowing us to feast on your word. Dear Lord, as we've the service is coming to an end, dear Lord, we know that we're not walking through these doors alone. Dear Lord, we just pray for each and every one here, dear Lord, for you to keep us safe. Bring us back at our appointed time. Lord, for those that weren't able to be with us again, dear Lord, we do lift them up to you. Lord, those that are going through recoveries, those that are sick and shut in, those that aren't able to be with us. But, dear Lord, we love and we praise you, and we just place each and every situation into your mighty hand. Lord, we just love you in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen, amen. Have a wonderful day.